time speeds up the older you get. Possibly because each passing year becomes a smaller fraction of your age, and also because, as life moves on, perception shifts accordingly. Although it has now been 10 years since 9/11, it doesn't seem so long ago that I was typing a small piece for this website in its immediate aftermath. My family and I had plane tickets to return home to New York on 9/10, but for various reasons, we'd stayed in Europe. If we had returned that day, I'd probably have been wandering the streets besides the Twin Towers at the time of the attacks, as both my son's school and my studio were just a couple of blocks from there, and whenever I returned from Europe, I was invariably awake early, due to jet lag, and usually walking around downtown. As it transpired, I watched events unfold from Sweden. The attacks themselves were so shocking that, in the blazing intensity of that moment, it was possible to believe almost anything. Anti-Muslim hysteria was swiftly whipped up into a frenzy, as the culprits were quickly identified as Osama bin Laden and Al-Qaeda. This, despite the previous error of instantly blaming Muslims following the Oklahoma City bombing, only to rapidly retract when it became clear the terrorists were, in fact, white, ex-military Americans.